Jeff's Soccer Match Previews and Results Show, Major League Soccer Edition. There were 14 Major League Soccer games played yesterday, Saturday, May 18, 2024. Nashville SC tied at home 1-1 versus visiting Atlanta United FC. Nashville SC's attacker Hani Mukhtar scored a penalty kick in the 40th minute, to make the score 1-0. Atlanta United FC's midfielder Bartosz Slice scored in the 55th minute, assisted by midfielder Tristan Muyumba, to make the score 1-1. Tying team Nashville SC's top three performers of the match were attacker Hani Mukhtar with a rating of 8.2. He scored one goal. Defender Shaq Moore with a rating of 7.2. Defender Daniel Lovitz with a rating of 7.2. Tying team Atlanta United FC's top three performers of the match were midfielder Bartosz Slice with a rating of 7.7. He scored one goal. Midfielder Tristan Muyumba with a rating of 7.5. He made one assist. Goalkeeper Bradley Guzan with a rating of 7.2. He made four saves and conceded one goal. After their 1-1 tie, Nashville SC are in 10th place in the Eastern Conference. After their 1-1 tie, Atlanta United FC are in 11th place in the Eastern Conference. Charlotte tied at home 0-0 versus visiting Los Angeles Galaxy. Tying team Charlotte's top three performers of the match were goalkeeper Christian Colina with a rating of 8.2. He made five saves and recorded a shutout. Defender Andrew Privet with a rating of 7.7. Midfielder Ashley Westwood with a rating of 7.7. Tying team Los Angeles Galaxy's top three performers of the match were midfielder Ricky Puig with a rating of 8.2. Defender Mayo Yoshida with a rating of 7.9. Attacker Gabriel Peck with a rating of 7.9. After their 0-0 tie, Charlotte are in 6th place in the Eastern Conference, which is a playoff spot. After their 0-0 tie, Los Angeles Galaxy are in 4th place in the Western Conference, which is a playoff spot. FC Cincinnati won at home 3-1 versus visiting St. Louis City. FC Cincinnati's attacker Luciano Acosta scored a penalty kick in the 26th minute, to make the score 1-0. FC Cincinnati's attacker Yuya Kubo scored in the 49th minute, assisted by attacker Luciano Acosta, to make the score 2-0. FC Cincinnati's defender Matthew Miazga scored an own goal for St. Louis City in the 54th minute, to make the score 2-1. FC Cincinnati's substitute attacker Sergio Santos scored in the 80th minute, assisted by attacker Luciano Acosta, to make the score 3-1. Winning team FC Cincinnati's top three performers of the match were attacker Luciano Acosta with a rating of 9.6. He scored one goal and had two assists. Attacker Yuya Kubo with a rating of 7.5. He scored one goal. Substitute attacker Sergio Santos with a rating of 7.2. He scored one goal. Losing team St. Louis City's top three performers of the match were goalkeeper Roman Berkey with a rating of 7.6. He made five saves and conceded three goals. Defender Jurgen Nielsen with a rating of 6.9. Substitute midfielder Indiana Vasilev with a rating of 6.9. After their 3-1 win, FC Cincinnati are in second place in the Eastern Conference, which is a playoff spot. After their 3-1 loss, St. Louis City are in 9th place in the Western Conference, which is a play-in playoff spot. Inter Miami won at home 1-0 versus visiting DC United. Inter Miami's Leonardo Campana scored in the 90th plus 4 minute, assisted by Sergio Busquets, to make the score 1-0. After their 1-0 win, Inter Miami are in first place in the Eastern Conference, which is a playoff spot. After their 1-0 loss, DC United are in 9th place in the Eastern Conference, which is a play-in playoff spot. New England Revolution lost at home 0-3 versus visiting Philadelphia Union. New England Revolution's defender Ryan Spalding was sent off with a straight red card in the 14th minute. Philadelphia Union's attacker Julian Carranza scored in the 38th minute, assisted by substitute midfielder Jack McGlynn, to make the score 0-1. Philadelphia Union's midfielder Daniel Gosdig scored in the 47th minute, to make the score 0-2. Philadelphia Union's midfielder Daniel Gosdig scored in the 80th minute, to make the score 0-3. Losing team New England Revolution's top three performers of the match were goalkeeper Aljaža Vasek with a rating of 7.3. He made six saves and conceded three goals. Midfielder Carlos Gil with a rating of 7.3. Attacker Giacomo Vrioni with a rating of 7.2. Winning team Philadelphia Union's top three performers of the match were midfielder Daniel Gosdig with a rating of 9.7. He scored 2 goals. Substitute midfielder Jack McGlynn with a rating of 8.2. He made 1 assist. Defender Kai Wagner with a rating of 7.6. After their 0-3 loss, New England Revolution are in 15th place in the Eastern Conference. After their 0-3 win, Philadelphia Union are in 8th place in the Eastern Conference, which is a play-in playoff spot. New York City FC won at home 2-1 versus visiting New York Red Bulls. New York City FC's midfielder Hannes Wolf scored in the 3rd minute, to make the score 1-0. New York Red Bulls' midfielder Cameron Harper scored in the 45th plus 1 minute, assisted by defender Sean Nealis, to make the score 1-1. New York City FC's substitute attacker Mounsef Bekrar scored in the 64th minute, to make the score 2-1. New York Red Bulls' defender Sean Nealis was sent off with a second yellow card in the 90th plus 3 minute. Winning team New York City FC's top three performers of the match were defender Taven Gray with a rating of 7.6. He made 1 assist. Midfielder Hannes Wolf with a rating of 7.3. He scored 1 goal. Substitute attacker Mounsef Bekrar with a rating of 7.3. He scored 1 goal. Losing team New York Red Bulls' top three performers of the match were defender John Tolkien with a rating of 7.7. Substitute midfielder Wickelman Carmona with a rating of 7.2. Midfielder Cameron Harper with a rating of 7.0. He scored 1 goal. After their 2-1 win, New York City FC are in 3rd place in the Eastern Conference, which is a playoff spot. After their 2-1 loss, New York Red Bulls are in 4th place in the Eastern Conference, which is a playoff spot. Toronto FC won at home 5-1 versus visiting Montreal Impact. Toronto FC's attacker Matthew Longstaff scored in the 6th minute, to make the score 1-0. Toronto FC's midfielder Federico Bernardeschi scored in the 12th minute, assisted by midfielder DB Flores, to make the score 2-0. Toronto FC's attacker Prince Osei Owusu scored in the 19th minute, assisted by attacker Lorenzo Insigne, to make the score 3-0. Toronto FC's midfielder Federico Bernardeschi scored in the 58th minute, assisted by midfielder Alonso Coelho, to make the score 4-0. Toronto FC's midfielder Federico Bernardeschi scored in the 60th minute, to make the score 5-0. Montreal Impact's attacker Sanusi Ibrahim scored in the 67th minute, assisted by defender George Campbell, to make the score 5-1. Winning team Toronto FC's top three performers of the match were midfielder Federico Bernardeschi with a rating of 10.0. He scored 3 goals. Midfielder DB Flores with a rating of 7.7. He made 1 assist. Attacker Prince Osei Owusu with a rating of 7.6. He scored 1 goal. Losing team Montreal Impact's top three performers of the match were attacker Sanusi Ibrahim with a rating of 7.6. He scored 1 goal. Defender George Campbell with a rating of 6.9. He made 1 assist. Midfielder Samuel Piet with a rating of 6.9. After their 5-1 win, Toronto FC are in 5th place in the Eastern Conference, which is a playoff spot. After their 5-1 loss, Montreal Impact are in 13th place in the Eastern Conference. Austin won at home 3-2 versus visiting Sporting Kansas City. Austin's midfielder Daniel Pereira had a goal disallowed, offside by VAR in the 6th minute. Sporting Kansas City's attacker Jonathan Russell scored in the 19th minute, to make the score 0-1. Austin's midfielder Jader O'Brien scored in the 28th minute, assisted by midfielder Daniel Pereira, to make the score 1-1. Austin's midfielder Jader O'Brien scored in the 39th minute, to make the score 2-1. Austin's midfielder Sebastian Driussi scored in the 46th minute, assisted by substitute attacker Jossie Zards, to make the score 3-1. Sporting Kansas City's defender Jacob Davis scored in the 63rd minute, assisted by midfielder Eric Tommy, to make the score 3-2. Austin's midfielder Sebastian Driussi missed a penalty kick in the 82nd minute. Winning team Austin's top three performers of the match were midfielder Daniel Pereira with a rating of 8.7. He made 2 assists. Midfielder Jader O'Brien with a rating of 8.2. He scored 2 goals. Midfielder Sebastian Driussi with a rating of 7.7. He scored 1 goal. Losing team Sporting Kansas City's top three performers of the match were defender Jacob Davis with a rating of 7.3. He scored one goal. Attacker Jonathan Russell with a rating of 7.3. He scored one goal. Defender Zoran Bassong with a rating of 7.2. After their 3-2 win, Austin are in third place in the Western Conference, which is a playoff spot. After their 3-2 loss, Sporting Kansas City are in 13th place in the Western Conference. Chicago Fire lost at home 1-3 versus visiting Columbus Crew. Columbus Crew's attacker Diego Rossi scored in the 30th minute, to make the score 0-1. Columbus Crew's attacker Christian Ramirez scored in the 55th minute, to make the score 0-2. Chicago Fire's defender Carlos Turan scored in the 85th minute, assisted by substitute attacker Georgios Kautsias, to make the score 1-2. Columbus Crew's substitute attacker Jason Russell Rowe scored in the 88th minute, assisted by substitute defender Malta Amundsen, to make the score 1-3. Losing team Chicago Fire's top three performers of the match were defender Carlos Turan with a rating of 8.2. He scored one goal. Substitute attacker Georgios Kautsias with a rating of 7.0. He made one assist. Midfielder Gaston Jimenez with a rating of 6.9. Winning team Columbus Crew's top three performers of the match were attacker Diego Rossi with a rating of 7.6. He scored one goal. Attacker Christian Ramirez with a rating of 7.2. He scored one goal. Defender Yevhen Chabuko with a rating of 7.3. After their 1-3 loss, Chicago Fire are in 14th place in the Eastern Conference. After their 1-3 win, Columbus Crew are in 7th place in the Eastern Conference, which is a playoff spot. Houston Dynamo tied at home 1-1 versus visiting FC Dallas. Houston Dynamo's midfielder Amin Bossy scored in the 45th plus 6 minute, to make the score 1-0. FC Dallas's attacker Peter Musa scored in the 69th minute, to make the score 1-1. Tying team Houston Dynamo's top three performers of the match were midfielder Amin Bossy with a rating of 8.0. He scored one goal. Midfielder Hector Herrera with a rating of 7.9. Defender Daniel Sterrys with a rating of 7.5. He made one assist. Tying team FC Dallas's top three performers of the match were goalkeeper Martin Paes with a rating of 7.9. He made 7 saves and conceded 1 goal. Attacker Jesus Ferreira with a rating of 7.5. Attacker Peter Musa with a rating of 7.2. He scored 1 goal. After their 1-1 tie, Houston Dynamo are in 8th place in the Western Conference, which is a play-in playoff spot. After their 1-1 tie, FC Dallas are in 12th place in the Western Conference. Minnesota United FC won at home 2-1 versus visiting Portland Timbers. Portland Timbers' attacker Jonathan Rodriguez scored in the 17th minute, assisted by midfielder David Ayala, to make the score 0-1. Minnesota United FC's substitute midfielder Robin Lode scored in the 65th minute, assisted by defender Joseph Rosales, to make the score 1-1. Minnesota United FC's substitute attacker Jiang Sangbin scored in the 82nd minute, assisted by substitute defender David Taylor, to make the score 2-1. Minnesota United FC's defender Miguel Tapias was sent off with a second yellow card in the 90th plus 1 minute. Winning team Minnesota United FC's top three performers of the match were substitute midfielder Robin Lode with a rating of 7.6. He scored one goal. Goalkeeper Dane St. Clair with a rating of 7.7. He made 4 saves and conceded 1 goal. Defender Joseph Rosales with a rating of 7.3. He made 1 assist. Losing team Portland Timbers' top three performers of the match were attacker Jonathan Rodriguez with a rating of 7.2. He scored one goal. Goalkeeper Maxime Crepeau with a rating of 7.3. He made 4 saves and conceded 2 goals. Midfielder Evander with a rating of 7.3. After their 2-1 win, Minnesota United FC are in second place in the Western Conference, which is a playoff spot. After their 2-1 loss, Portland Timbers are in 11th place in the Western Conference. Real Salt Lake won at home 5-3 versus visiting Colorado Rapids. Colorado Rapids' midfielder Cole Bassett scored in the 5th minute, to make the score 0-1. Colorado Rapids' attacker Rafael Navarro scored in the 19th minute, assisted by defender Samuel Vines, to make the score 0-2. Real Salt Lake's attacker Christian Arango scored in the 23rd minute, to make the score 1-2. Real Salt Lake's midfielder Andres Gomez scored in the 40th minute, assisted by midfielder Diego Luna, to make the score 2-2. Colorado Rapids' midfielder Georgi Mihailovic scored in the 56th minute, to make the score 2-3. Real Salt Lake's attacker Christian Arango scored in the 85th minute, to make the score 3-3. Real Salt Lake's midfielder Andres Gomez scored in the 88th minute, assisted by attacker Christian Arango, to make the score 4-3. Real Salt Lake's substitute attacker Anderson Julio scored in the 90th plus 6 minute, assisted by substitute midfielder Nelson Palacio, to make the score 5-3. Winning team Real Salt Lake's top three performers of the match were attacker Christian Arango with a rating of 9.3. He scored 2 goals and had 1 assist. Goalkeeper Zachary McMath with a rating of 7.6. He made 7 saves and conceded 3 goals. Midfielder Andres Gomez with a rating of 7.3. He scored 2 goals. Losing team Colorado Rapids' top 3 performers of the match were attacker Rafael Navarro with a rating of 8.0. He scored 1 goal. Midfielder Cole Bassett with a rating of 7.9. He scored 1 goal. Midfielder Georgi Mihailovic with a rating of 7.7. He scored 1 goal. After their 5-3 win, Real Salt Lake are in first place in the Western Conference, which is a playoff spot. After their 5-3 loss, Colorado Rapids are in sixth place in the Western Conference, which is a playoff spot. San Jose Earthquakes lost at home 0-1 versus visiting Orlando City SC. Orlando City SC's substitute attacker John Lynn scored in the 89th minute, assisted by substitute midfielder Martin Ojeda, to make the score 0-1. Losing team San Jose Earthquakes' top three performers of the match were defender Vitor Costa with a rating of 7.6. Defender Carlos Acapo with a rating of 7.2. Defender Rodriguez with a rating of 7.2. Winning team Orlando City SC's top three performers of the match were substitute midfielder Martin Ojeda with a rating of 7.3. He made 1 assist. Goalkeeper Pedro Galese with a rating of 7.3. He made 3 saves and recorded a shutout. Defender Wilder Cartagena with a rating of 7.3. After their 0-1 loss, San Jose Earthquakes are in 14th place in the Western Conference. After their 0-1 win, Orlando City SC are in 12th place in the Eastern Conference. Seattle Sounders tied at home 1-1 versus visiting Vancouver Whitecaps. Seattle Sounders' midfielder Jordan Morris scored in the 9th minute, to make the score 1-0. Seattle Sounders' defender Nuho Tolo was sent off with a second yellow card in the 90th plus 3 minute. Vancouver Whitecaps' attacker Ryan Gauld scored a penalty kick in the 90th plus 4 minute, to make the score 1-1. Tying team Seattle Sounders' top three performers of the match were midfielder Jordan Morris with a rating of 7.6. He scored 1 goal. Midfielder Joao Paulo with a rating of 7.6. Goalkeeper Stefan Fry with a rating of 7.3. He made 4 saves and conceded 1 goal. Tying team Vancouver Whitecaps' top three performers of the match were attacker Ryan Gauld with a rating of 7.6. He scored 1 goal. Defender Javon Brown with a rating of 7.6. Midfielder Ryan Raposo with a rating of 7.3. After their 1-1 tie, Seattle Sounders are in 10th place in the Western Conference. After their 1-1 tie, Vancouver Whitecaps are in 7th place in the Western Conference, which is a playoff spot. After the day's fixtures, the top 3 goal scorers in Major League Soccer are Real Salt Lake attacker Christian Arango with 13 goals, Inter Miami attacker Luis Suarez with 11 goals, and DC United attacker Christian Benteke with 11 goals. After the day's fixtures, the top 3 assist leaders in Major League Soccer are FC Cincinnati midfielder Luciano Acosta with 9 assists, Inter Miami attacker Lionel Messi with 9 assists, and Minnesota United FC midfielder Robin Lode with 7 assists. Thanks for listening to this episode of Jeff's Soccer Match Previews and Results Show, Major League Soccer Edition. A Jeffadelic Media Podcast.